guys, you're tuned in to Watering Self-Love with me, Dani. And today I really want to get into why we should encourage each other to share our testimonies. If you don't know what a testimony is, it's when the Lord has done something good for you in your life and you share it. We do that a lot in my church. I've experienced testimonies in my home with friends, and I've even received testimonies from listening to strangers, such as, I hope I'm saying her name right, Ressa Tessa, and her story about actually her series, Who the TF Did I Marry? And in that story, she basically talks about how she dated and married a pathological liar and how her hope is that her story will encourage at least one person to do their due diligence and background check whoever they're dating, making sure they vet that person. And if they ever feel like something's off about the person they're pursuing, to make sure they do that background check. And I kind of knew that already, but sometimes when you're dating, you catch feelings and you're just, everything else that like is wise goes out the window sometimes. So her story definitely encouraged me to make sure I continue to do my due diligence and really vet before dating. I also believe that there's power in testimonies because you never know how your experience could touch someone else and actually help them get through something serious or something very challenging in their life. So in the spirit of that, I want to share my testimony of how the Lord has encouraged me during a time of unemployment. So actually quite recently, last year, end of last year, I was laid off from my job due to budget cuts. And at that time, I already felt like I might not be in my purpose because I really felt and still feel passionate about women empowerment and producing content that makes a positive impact in the world. And not to say the content I was making with that employer wasn't impactful, because it definitely covered topics in business and about climate change and other topics that really resonated with the readers. So it was still good work, but it wasn't really what I feel like I was purpose to do. Nevertheless, I was still sad about leaving the team because I had built a bond with them and some of the team members specifically. And at that point, I really was kind of stuck and kind of got to a period between September and December where I stayed in my room a lot. I'm going to be honest, I had some days where I didn't feel like bathing. I didn't feel like doing my hair. I didn't feel like wearing anything other than like sweats and baggy clothes. And I really kept in my room. And it wasn't until, I just feel like mothers in general will have that sixth sense about their child, whether they're doing well or not. But I strongly believe that the Lord touched my mother to encourage me specifically about not giving up on myself, not giving up on my goals, because everything that she was spoken to me in my room was what I needed to hear. And I'm not going to get emotional, but it really reminded me of God's grace and mercy, because he used my mother to pick me up in a point where I almost felt like, why even try getting a job? Why not be a sugar babe? Why even worry about trying to show other employees that I have a skill set, that I am an asset, when, you know, I was already let go, even though it was specifically due to budget cuts. I was still in my feelings about it. And it's when God uses someone else to bless you that you realize that he truly cares about you and that you are filled with purpose. You are highly favored and blessed, and that there's a reason for everything going on in your life. And I know that when I was younger, I used to be like, why do adults say that everything happens for a reason? But looking back on that challenging point in my life where I felt like giving up and not even trying to pursue a different career, I was reminded that Romans 8 verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord according to his purpose. So I know that while it was a hurtful time trying to figure out how to pick myself up, it is a reason that I had to go through that. And I think it also has to do with me getting back to what is I'm passionate about, which is encouraging other people through content such as this podcast. So I believe it did happen for a reason, and I'm in a much better place now. So I'm just very thankful that the Lord used my mother to encourage me. I want to kind of give you guys an engagement moment here and encourage you guys to answer this question. Has there been a testimony that you've either read or heard that you feel has made a positive impact in your life? If so, please share it in the comments. Even if you don't want to share in the comments, you can definitely DM me on my Instagram account at Dani, D-A-N-I dot S dot Beckford, B-E-C-K-F-R-D. And you can DM me your testimony there, and I can always bring it up with your permission in the following episodes. I hope this was helpful. I hope this was encouraging. And as always, mwah, mwah, love you guys. Until next time, bye.